opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is September the 28th, 2017. It is a Thursday. We have a live show for you all today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. And just make sure that you are ready to go when we do that. And I greatly appreciate all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show every day and whenever it is that you can. And we do that, and we're able to do that because of Black Talk Radio Network. And I would just ask everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. Excuse me one second. Everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network. That's the reason why we're able to have a show here. And it is Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network were holistically put together for you so that you can engage in a platform that, like no other. There have been others that have been like it, but none specifically doing what we do. Just think about the diversity of the different topics that are carried. There are a lot of different places that stations that may have had that type of diversity as far as just bringing different information, but Black Talk Radio Network is unique in itself. And there have many networks that were primarily looking at the demographics in which you live in have come and gone. We don't want that to happen to Black Talk Radio Network. So how can you ensure that that happens? Is that the Black Talk Radio Network has no sponsorship. It actually depends upon you to be its overall sponsor by giving some of your financial energy to support the network so it's able to facilitate its daily obligations in order to stay on the air. And it becomes very, very difficult going forward. And it definitely needs your overall support to do that. We want it to grow. We want it to continue to do well. And with you, that can definitely happen. And how can you make sure that happens? You can actually be a sponsor of the network by giving some financial donations. All donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of the overall size. We thank you for that, and we just ask that everyone would do something that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, then Black Talk Radio Network would not be in jeopardy of not being able to continue to bring you what you have deemed as being relevant and important. Look at how much you've learned, and look how much you've gained, and look at how much you prospered from Black Talk Radio Network. And I think that's very, very important that we engage, that we take care of the different things that have taken care of us. So you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you go there, just go to the donation prompt that's there in green. And once you do that, you'll be able to give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network stays on air. Very, very easy. Also, another way in which you can support the network is by becoming a member on BTR Community. BTR Community was a social media outlet that was specifically put together for the purpose of bringing you information, bringing you a social media platform. And by having that social media platform is better than the other ones because you're not as adversely affected by social media like you are at the other places. There's no one that is data mining you or getting information to make an opinion or a judgment about you. So it's a membership only. So for $24 a year, $24 a year, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, $24 a year. Very fast we got there. We'll get you a yearly subscription to the Over Black Talk Radio Network BTR community, and you can post things about you, your business, things that you think are relevant and important. So definitely be a part of that. Come on over to BTR community and facilitate and support the network that way. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, very, very important going forward. If you'd like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. And then what you would do is email info@prosperitymint, and, you know, so that someone can explain to you the buying process. Especially if you've been doing it before in the past, you should reach out to Prosperity Mint. So that they can, you can have a relationship with Prosperity Mint, and believe me, it's in your best interest. Call Prosperity Mint if you've been buying or if you plan on buying. Email Prosperity Mint, and someone will get back to you. Just say, "Hey, I bought in the past, or I'm going to continue to buy," and someone will get in contact with you. Okay, very, very important is for your benefit. Okay, now also, everyone, please continue to support my man Michael Emmanuel. Go into Black Talk Radio Network's homepage. You'll see the crowdfunding campaign for Michael Emmanuel, as well as, oh, let me just say this really, really quickly. If I have to jump off in the middle of a couple of things that are important, if I have to jump off because it's extremely important, what I'll do is I'll jump into a video. I already posted a couple of there for you to play, and also I will be traveling on Thursdays. I travel. So you'll know. So if I have to jump off air real quick, I'll just let you know and have Scotty start to play because I can't play it from where I am right now. So just so you know, and I'll play something else. So that may be the case where I may have to jump off, and I don't know when I would be back on, but probably before the video would end, I would be back on. So I would be back on. I would just have to cut it short. So that's just wanted to let you know that. Okay, so Michael Emmanuel. Make sure that you please support Michael Emmanuel. Give some of your financial energy so that this young man can continue to be in remission and continue to detox his body from the overall chemotherapy from the germ cell cancer that he had, that he was treated for earlier this summer, and now is starting the process of healing. So that is something that I greatly appreciate all of you that have engaged in that going forward. Also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, and let me just say this, some of you got really busy yesterday, and then all of a sudden there was a good opportunity in the cryptocurrency space, and I was able to get it out to some of you, and believe me, my phone was ringing off the hook crazy, did really well. Those of you that are not in cryptocurrencies, those of you are, I need to have a quick and easy way to be able to get in contact with everyone. So, and I think the best thing to do is a centralized place should be on BTR community. Become a member, $24 a month. We'll have something where I need to post something to you very, very quickly instead of me trying to text everybody, get things out to them. And by you missing the opportunities, you can miss some good financial leverage. One of the things that we do, that we talk about, one of the things is that you have to be able to trade things in, you know, the cryptocurrency platform that we have is great because it allows you to acquire a currency that you can use to prepare with, or you can use for other reasons. So last night there was a great opportunity in the cryptocurrency space. Some of you that I was able to share it with, you know how great it was because it did very, very well in just a couple of hours. Some of you, and I would like to offer that to all of you. And I think the best way to do is, one, go to ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com, be a member there, get into that. And then start up inside of VTR, a space where I can get to you guys in a private club just from there in VTR community, that I can get information out to you and we can share information out very, very quickly. And let me tell you how good this opportunity was. I don't want to say too much about it, but there was a couple of people, and if there's anybody that happened to got my message yesterday and was able to get into it, you know how good it was. It was a couple of people, it was a lot of people that I was able to reach quickly, and they responded appropriately, and they were able to get into some of these things. And the benefit from that was those individuals are quite happy today, this evening, from that. And let me just check. There was one where one of the cryptocurrencies actually almost doubled in a 12-hour period. And so let me just real quickly, I don't know if I'll be able to really quickly. Let me check something. And but I would love for everyone to be able to be a part of that. And one of the things that was critical in that is that very, very important is that we've all been used to a debt-based economy. And because we are used to a debt-based, currency-based economy, when something new comes along, we haven't been educated in it, so we don't operate in it as very well. The cryptocurrency space, you're going to have to, and for those individuals in the cryptocurrency space, you got to act really, really fast and be ready to seize on opportunities. So some of you were able to do it, and because of that, that's because you see where things are going in the future, and some of you are learning, which was absolutely perfect for you to be learning. But some of you see where things are going in the future, and you're engaging yourself now. And I'm telling you, as Malcolm said, the future belongs to those that prepare for it today. This is why it's so important to be a prepper. It's not just a prepper and what mainstream and the ostracized side of prepping is. That's, you think that, you won't be ready for anything because you won't have that overall wherewithal. You won't have developed those conscious skills. You know, there's constant normalcy bias sits in, cognitive dissonance sits in, and because of that, we're pretty much stuck right where we are, and that's not a good thing for us to be stuck in right where we are. We need to be in a better and better position, much better position. So last night, for some of you that was able to gain from the information that I passed on to you, I know you absolutely loved it. There's backflips that you were doing, extremely happy, and I would love for all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show to be engaged in that. And that requires that you actually seek out the overall to learn some things to your best benefit. And we can help you with that, and we want to help you with that, but it's going to take some work on your end. One of the things, if you build anything in life that require that's meaningful, it requires you to put in some significant energy. You're going to have to put in some work. And so some of you are not afraid to work, which is a great, great thing, and I greatly, greatly appreciate that. So give me 1 second. Let me check something real quick. Then I'll let you know. Oh, man. Of course it would say that. So let me to try something. One second, be right there, and then we'll get going. So hopefully this is it. Okay, cool. So, whoa. Okay. Wow. So for everyone yesterday, that I sent the information out. I hope, and you're probably checking it right now. You can see that the actual crypto opportunity started off at $15 yesterday. From when I text you, it was right after Tando radio show, I believe. No, it was even before Tando. No. It was even before. That's why I wasn't on Tando radio show, because I had to take care of some of that. It was just before Tando radio show went on. I realized that there was a opportunity that needed to be jumped on by those of you that are in ourcryptocurrency.com. And I sent the, some of the information out to you, those of you that I could reach quickly. And time was of the essence. And so this overall opportunity, it was at $15. And here it is 24 hours later. It is at $25. So individuals made a nice little, return from their cash injection into this. Well, it's not cash injection. It's their actual cryptocurrency. And I would want to share this with you all. Very, 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 very important. I can't stress it enough. It's not about me. It's about you. But you have to be able to see that and be willing to do some things and come with an open mind. A closed mind is always sealing in the lies, while a open mind is always friends and colleagues with the truth. So definitely want to do that. So, all right, with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star star. We'll definitely see you and bring you up. I'm not on the board, so I can't see it, but I can see you with everyone that's in queue. So let me just jump into what's in the news. Okay, so let me set this up. Got to get to the beginning. Oh, man, it was... All right. So here we go. Today's show, September the 28th, 2017. Topic, they tell you before they do it. FEMA says Americans aren't prepared. That is so true. That's today's show. They tell you before they do it. FEMA says America isn't prepared. And this is what we've been trying to mitigate here at Tando Radio Show to get you prepared, and the relationships that I was able to establish are priceless relationships to me, because your overall who you are, the intrinsic value of who you are, is so amazing, and I greatly appreciate it. Excuse me, you hear that noise? Just had to fix something really quickly. So. And the mainstay of this show, of Tando Radio Show, is about some things that's going on with the emphasis on preparation. And preparation is not just for what the Walking Dead. That's that's the drama and the sensationalizedness. When things are sensationalized, but you need to be prepared for any and everything at all times, and regardless of what it is if it's a marriage, if it's a relationship, if it's a business opportunity, you got to be prepared for things. You always have to be prepared for things. So, and one thing that we have to get out of is everything that the system has taught us, we have to realize that those are lies. And if we know that everything that we've been taught have been lies, that means that it sets us on a journey to find the truth of things. And the truth doesn't need you at all. Doesn't need you at all. But you darn sure do need the truth. So, and it's going to be where it is. The thing is that you have to be able to facilitate a place for it. So very important for all of us, me, you, and everyone else you know. So today's show, they tell you before they do it, FEMA says Americans aren't prepared. so, so true. So let's get into what's in the news. First article. And a lot of that has to do with this. First article. Janet Yellen can't help retirees. So retirees, or those that will retire at some point, FEMA says you ain't prepared. Get it? FEMA knows you're not prepared. There are those that know that you're not prepared, so what are they going to do? Exploit the opportunities of you not being prepared. And that's what they're doing wholeheartedly. And if it's difficult for you to see that, you are Stevie Wonder can see, but you blind. So, next article. This one comes from, I got this one from Kentucky. What is this? Kentucky what? I can't see what it is. All right. It says price tag for Kentucky's ailing pension could hit $5.4 billion over the next 2 years. Oops, let me go back to the Janet Yellen can't help retirees. For millions of aging Americans, the dream of a secure retirement has proven elusive. But if you think interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve will provide relief, you're wrong. Many graying Americans, particularly the poorest, have saved so little and borrowed so much that rising rates will have no real positive impact and may even hurt them. That is so true. And this is on Bloomberg. Heads up, they're telling you before they do it, this is why you need to be prepared. This is why you need to break away from thinking that something is a conspiracy theory and start thinking for your darn self. Very, very important. If not, no one else will do it for you. But they definitely will prepare to exploit you. And exploited we will be. The next article. It said price tag for Kentucky's ailing pension could hit $5.4 billion over the next 2 years. Now, look at all these pensions that are exploding everywhere. What does that tell you? You better be prepared for that. And if you're not, just because you say that you didn't know, or just because you don't know, or whatever excuse that you want to bear, it will not save nor give you any form of position. It will give you no form of relief. So don't complain about it. Be about it. Be about it. Very important. Kentucky's General Assembly will need to find an estimated $5.4 billion to fund the pension system for state workers and school teachers in the next 2 years, state budget officials told the Public Pension Oversight Board on Monday. Ain't gonna happen. Roughly $3,200 for every person in Kentucky. Ain't gonna happen. So what does that mean? Pension funds won't happen. Not just in Kentucky. So, you know, you can say, well, I ain't in Kentucky. Oh, yes, you are. Because the thing about it is that what's going to happen in Kentucky is going to happen everywhere. And if we know that, we see it before it comes, then we could do what? Properly shield ourselves and prepare ourselves to do what? To seize on the opportunities that we really want to be seizing on instead of being the victim of the system. Very, very important. Next article, I got this one from the Korean Herald. North Korea claims 4.7 million young people volunteered to join the military against the U.S. North Korea claimed Thursday that some 4.7 million students and workers have volunteered to join the military or to reenlist in the army since the leader, Kim Jong-un, vowed last week to retaliate against the United States. North Korea shows show of solidarity came as Kim issued a statement on Friday, vowing to take the highest level actions in response to the U.S. celebrity figurehead punched Trump's threat to totally destroy North Korea. Check out that article. So, next article. And this one in North Korea goes together. This one from Newsweek. Venezuela prepares for war with the United States, with rifles, missiles, and well-oiled tanks at the ready. Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro called on his national military leaders Tuesday to prepare for war against the United States, days after Trump's administration banned Venezuela officials from entering the nation. So now you would say that Venezuela don't have a chance against the U.S. military. Yes, but Venezuela with Russia, China, and the BRIC nations do. And that's what's happening in North Korea as well. And this whole thing is going to start to fall apart. And it's all designed to do just that. But I just don't want you to be caught in the net of the trap that is going to be sprung. We are already there, but I want you to be better positioned than what you were before. So check out that article. Yes, this is not a play on words. Where do you think Venezuela is going to ally with or turn to or offer support in order to have position? They're going to do it with who? Those that are aligning themselves on the other side of the U.S. military, particularly Russia, China, and the other nations that are doing that now. It's not just going to be here. It's going to be Syria. It's going to be Iran. It's going to be in on the continent. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be in Europe. It's going to be in Asia. It's going to be in Central and South America. And Venezuela is strategically placed because of its oil reserves. Who do you think is going to want to be able to function out of Venezuela? One of the ways that you cut the U.S. off from the world is by way of Venezuela. And Venezuela knows that. And this is why they said well-oiled tanks. See? Most of us think that they're talking about a battle tank. No, they're not talking about a battle tank. They're talking about providing energy for the U.S.'s enemies. Play on words. So check out that. Read between the lines. Check out that. Next article. Did Pyongyang fail to notice U.S. bombers off the coast? You got this from the Daily Mail. The U.S. flew Lancer bombers up the east coast of North Korea on Saturday. South Korea officials had claimed that the North Koreans didn't notice. South Korea says that North Korea had relocated its planes to the eastern coast and also bolstered its air defense, according to Trump's declaring war on North Korea failed to notice a fleet of U.S. bombers flying up its east coast in a massive show of force. Check out that article. No, but I know other folks that did know that they was there. So that tells me that North Korea probably know that that was there, because these were all proxies for what's happening. Next article. This one comes from The Sun. North Korea moves planes into U.S. bombers' flight paths. Check out that article. Next one. We're going to play this article. This was the FEMA director. And I said, we're going to play this one. I said, if Iraq tells you the truth, it's because you need it. So check out that. Next article comes from Sputnik News. War will have no winner, China warns amidst fresh U.S. North Korea saber rattling. Next article from RT International. Beijing orders closure of North Korea firms in China. So, and this is all, for me, this is all a front. Because things are starting to realign themselves. Check out that article in itself. And this is a very, very important article for those on the West Coast. One dies and one injured in Yosemite rock slide. The rock slide occurred at 1:55 p.m. in Yosemite National Park in California on Wednesday, yesterday. A climber was killed. Says he watched 100-foot by 100-foot piece of granite fall and narrowly avoided death by watching in horror as it buried others below. Emergency service are still working to remove people from the rock. So now, this 100-by-100, why is that so significant? There's a lot of seismic moving, and this rock just sheared off the side of this cliff face. that gives a huge indication that a major earthquake could be happening in California relatively soon. Either by invocation of man or by natural, it doesn't matter. The quake is still the same. You better be prepared for it. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted something, said, we can't forget about this matter. Free press. Free press. The fight for better media begins here. What's wrong with the media? Too slated, too greedy, too much power, too few hands. It's the time to change that. The fight for better media begins here. So get involved. Check out that article that L.A. Ramon posted. Next article, Roz posted this one, and he's talked about the same signing up a bunch of people in for North Korea's military. Next article, Roz posted one from thestreet.com, and it says hurricane relief bill passes by House. And this is from The Street. Includes the major perks for big insurers. Check out that article. Roz posted that one. And I love The Street, Roz. That's a great for some stuff. Check that out. Let me see. Next article. My man L.A. Ramon posted this one. Bitcoin's collapsing, but there's a much safer digital currency. I believe in bitcoins, and it's a solution to real problems seen in all paper currencies, inflation over time. Governments ended up destroying your savings through inflation. This is true in every country, every currency, dollar, euro, francs, pounds. That's because the cost of printing money is less than the value that it buys. So check out that article that Ramon had posted, the L.A. Ramon. Next article, L.A. Ramon posted this one from Banyan Hill Publishing. Is Trump a threat to your First Amendment rights? Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from New York Times. Jones's act waived for Puerto Rico, easing aid shipments. Here's a big relief to the law, what is done and why Puerto Ricans want it waived. What is the Jones Act? The Merchant Marine Act of 1920, known as the Jones Act, require all goods shipped between points in the United States to be carried on vessels built and owned and mostly operated by Americans. Check out that article. Last one. Oh, no, we got a couple more. We got a bunch. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through all these. How much time we got? Okay. Next, we got Roz posted this from NBC News. American CEO and CFOs are growing weary of inaction in Washington. Check out that one. Next one, Roz posted this from NPR Origin. Volcano threats at Pacific Island triggers massive evacuations. Yes, that is happening now. Next article, this one from Engadget. Roz posted this one. This building tends to be earthquake sturdy. These buildings tend to be earthquake sturdy, so skyscrapers could soon dominate urban skylines. Check out that article. Next article is Roz posted this one. U.S. Senate reaches a deal on self-driving driven cars. Ridiculous. Next article, Roz posted this one from Science Alert. We can finally detect conscious brain trauma in living patients. Cognitive brain damage, brain trauma in living patients. Good article there, Roz. Science Alert as well. Roz posted this one. Weather is a serious factor for heart failure, says large scale studies. Check out that article. Roz posted this from Give Mode. There are new science backed advice on how to avoid bringing bed bugs home. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from Lying Like a Fox News. Historic gem, the world's largest flawless diamond, is up for auction. It's a 163.41 carat D-flawless diamond, described as the largest ever put up for auction. Check out that article. And that is what's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on today's conversation, whew, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let me make sure. Okay. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. Real quickly. Let me see. One second. Okay. So today's show is They Tell You Before They Do It. FEMA says America is not prepared. Americans aren't prepared. Very, very true. So what's your thoughts on that? Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I say, yes, that's so true. But why that is that to me, reading between the lines, is that they're going to take advantage of that. And look at how they are doing that now. It's definitely being done. And there's some things about this that I want to discuss with you. So I'm going to play this quick snippet video, and then we're going to come back. It's two of them. I want to play them. I want you to listen. Uh-oh, I can't play them. That's right. Scotty, if you're there, if you could play the first two videos, says Mr. Powers. They're very short.
Say it again.
If you could, I can't play it from where I am. If you could, that'd be great. While Scotty cues that one, or if there's someone else that could, that'd be cool too. Let me see. Let me give Scotty a chance to chime in. So we got a caller in queue before we get going. Hold on 1 second before we go to that caller. Scotty, if you can, would you play the two videos from FEMA? They're real, real short. If you could do that, I greatly appreciate it. It's in a BTR community on Tando Radio Show's page.
All right, give me a moment to get there. Can you hear me?
And so we'll give you. Yeah, I can hear you. Guys, yeah, Scotty.
Yeah, give me a moment to get there. You can go ahead and take that call.
Yeah, I'm going to take the caller now. Thanks, Scotty. All right, so let's go to, we're going to go to my man, look like it's T. Thomas out of NYC. Thomas, you there from NYC?
Peace, Brother Dave. What's good, brother?
Peace, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. You know, as good as you could be under these conditions, my man.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I always look forward to hearing from you. Yes, sir. What you got for us today, brother?
Yeah, I had four articles I wanted to read on the show. I mean, not to read the article, just to give the headlines of them. And I also wanted to say, man, we need a show where we could talk about the way they're trying to change our realities using this technology. They have, you know, of course, virtual reality. They're coming out with this augmented reality. And they have this, even the ultimate one called mixed reality. And, you know, mm-hmm. those things are going to be very important because they're going to replace our phones very soon from what I've seen now. The new chip that Qualcomm just brought out, it's going to make it very fast. So I just put that on that. That's
oh, yeah, we definitely, I would love to have that show.
On Business Insider, they have one story here. Artificial intelligence and finance, is it magic pixel dust? Now, this is about a company that created an artificial intelligence program that doesn't have, it's a hedge fund that doesn't have any employees. The computer does all the hedging. And they've made $96 billion just this year. And strictly the AI doing all of the hedging. The other story, NASA, this I thought of you, Pluto ice spikes, NASA New Horizons. This is from Newsweek. Pentiates climate change. So pretty much the ice on Pluto's melting. So
right.
And that Pluto's the furthest planet away. How are the ice melting too? This one here is from New York Times. This is actually, you could just Google people from Houston caught in the flood waters getting caught with a flesh-eating disease. It's already killed one person. And of course, you know, those waters filled with all types of chemicals from all those plants. So, and mostly the black areas are the ones that got the worst of it. So, this flesh-eating disease. And the last one was this, it was a toddler that brought a gun to school and shot two other toddlers in Michigan. And I just want to know if anyone knew, heard that story and knew if these were black kids or white kids.
I reported that story today.
ABC News, police toddler, toddler shoots children, Michigan daycare. That's the story. And when I looked it up, it was one toddler, two kids, 3 years old, was shot in a pre-K by another kid that brought a gun home from, I guess, brought it from his house.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Oh,
I reported that story today. It came out of Dearborn, Michigan. The homeowner, this was one of those daycares run out of somebody's home, and the homeowner did not secure their firearm. That's how the kid got.
Got you. But I just thought that was a compelling story, man, because, man.
My goodness, if you do... If you do have guns at home, you have weapons at home, you know, your home needs, your home's always, you always need to childproof your home. And this is, I mean, there's nothing worse than that. If you can't do that, then you don't, you shouldn't have those type of things, you know.
The question,
and then also you have to be cognizant of visitors that come to your house with children.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's true.
Very, very important.
Another question, though, I had. Now, this is a toddler. I would like to know what kind of gun this is that had a trigger that allowed a toddler to put that much pressure on
it
to fire it.
Exactly.
Because it's not easy.
Scotty.
You know, handguns, I've had quite a few handguns. I don't have one now. I just have rifles now, but... some of these triggers are not that easy to pull. Now, a full-grown adult, yeah, we can pull the trigger. But a toddler, come on.
Right, Scotty. I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Because, I mean, you have there are handguns that women have difficulty properly squeezing the trigger. So what kind of toddler? What's going on here? There's a whole lot to this because I can't. I could see a child maybe making a mistake and dropping it, and it was already single action, and it was a certain kind of gun, but actually squeezing the trigger or pulling the trigger, that don't make sense. That's over nine pounds of pressure to sometimes 13 pounds of pressure. How is a toddler, like you said, Scotty, a toddler able to generate that in their small hands?
Well, maybe
fingers?
It just occurred to me, and I didn't think about this earlier when I reported the story today. It just crossed my mind that I don't think no toddler could pull the trigger on some of the guns that I've had. Maybe an adult did it and is blaming it on the toddler. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that sounds more logical, but I know that there's a way to modify a gun. They call it a feather trigger.
You could do that.
But if you're doing that, I mean, that's usually done for people into illegal activities. You know, they need to get that shot off real quick. So that's why I wanted to know if this was black kids or white kids, but seeing that they're three, they're probably not going to show their pictures. And I'll mute my mom. Thank you.
Yeah. Great point, Tom. But yeah, this is all part of prepping. Are you prepared for having, you know, your home with firearms and things of that nature? But yeah, it's a lot to that. You know, I don't, even with having a trigger job or change, it's still, you know, it's still. And then being able to hold it in the recoil, I mean, you can't feather out recoil.
Yes.
You know, you can't feather out recoil. How the hell is this child holding this gun up?
And firing not just once, but twice.
Right, Scotty. Just like you said, not once, but twice. How in the world is that gun still being held and balanced in that child's hand as a toddler? Man, there's so much to this. I don't know. You know, what is it, a BB gun? I just don't see anything that has a form of recoil. It's so many physical things that are virtually impossible, or likely not have. Now, you know,
I don't know. I wasn't there. You know, I don't know. Maybe the baby got baby human strength, or maybe the baby from a different planet. It just looked like a baby. So it's just some. I don't know what's going on there.
I'm like you, Thomas.
I like to know some things about that one. So
yeah, I'm ready with the videos, the ones with about FEMA, right?
Yeah. Yeah, let's play that, Scotty. This is the FEMA director talking. If you would, go ahead, Scotty.
I think the last 35 days or so have been a gut check for Americans that we do not have a true culture of preparedness in this country. And we got a lot of work to do, whether it's in education and being ready. It's not just saying, hey, have 3 days worth of supplies ready to go. It's greater than that. It's also having the finances and the savings to be able to overcome simple emergencies. We have to hit the reset button and create a true culture of preparedness, starting at a very young age and filtering all the way up.
All right, that was the first one. You want me to go into the second
one? That was the first one. Yeah, go into the, and then I'll just surmise them, and I would love to hear what you all think about this. But go ahead. And yes, Scotty, go ahead.
FEMA's already mobilized this morning to respond to Hurricane Irma. The agency has delivered 2.4 million meals and nearly 1.5 million liters of water to Florida. The agency is making similar preparations in Alabama and Georgia, which are also in Irma's path. FEMA Administrator Brock Long is with us from FEMA's National Response Coordination Center in Washington. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Thank you for doing this morning. Look at this damage so far and put it in terms of how bad is the devastation as you see it, and how it might have been much worse. Give us the context.
Yep. So clearly the event's not over. In some cases, the backside of the storm, the east side of the storm, is pushing water into parts of Jacksonville, Florida, and up the coast of Georgia and South Carolina today. We're also anticipating a lot of inland rainfall in Georgia, so the event's not over. But overnight, as we work with our state and local partners to conduct impact assessments, obviously Monroe County and the Keys, Collier County took the brunt of the hit with the storm surge that was there.
And go ahead.
How many people do you have in shelters in the state of Florida?
The last I checked, it was well over 200,000. It's hard for me to keep up with all the numbers right now because it's a moving target, but it was over 200,000. I believe we have nearly 6 million without power, as we anticipated. So it's going to be a long, frustrating event for Floridians.
I know everybody needs to pack their patience, Brock, with these back-to-back disasters. First Harvey, now Irma, and now Jose waiting on deck. How much is it straining your financial and your physical resources of your team?
So regarding the finances, the communication lines with the Congress, the White House, and Homeland Security are strong, and they're going to continue to give us the enduring authority to push forward on the money front. Regarding staffing and resources, obviously two big events like this, staffing resources are strained, but we have great contingency plans in place with our Department of Defense friends, and we'll stand by and be ready to support other disasters as they come. And while we're focused on Florida, let's don't forget our friends in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico as well. So we're still, managing some complex missions out there as well.
You had a teleconference, I think, with the president, the vice president, other officials. Is it fair to say that the federal government is standing by to do what is necessary?
Absolutely. The president and the vice president have been fully engaged. The vice president spent nearly 2 hours with us yesterday here at the National Response Coordination Center. I'll be briefing the president directly a little later this morning. And we're in great communication with Governor Scott. I talk to him probably twice daily just to make sure we understand his operational priorities and how best to support him.
Can you put a price tag on this? How much is it going to cost?
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. It's really hard to do. And the way that this works is that we'll be granting money to help, help Florida and other states recover for many years. It's not only just the response money, but, you know, assistance from FEMA will come in the form of post-disaster mitigation funding as well to hopefully not rebuild to the same standard, but to harden facilities and become more resilient so that, you know, what was knocked out this time is not knocked out next time.
Yeah. Administrator, I was interested to know that FEMA has also started a rumor control website to combat misinformation and scams spreading about FEMA. In other words, like that floodwaters can spread plague. How important is that to get the right information out?
Well, you know, what I would encourage citizens is to first listen to their local officials for the most accurate news. Again, FEMA is not a first responder. You know, our role is to support state and local partners. And it's important for us to build a clear and consistent message with those partners all the way through. So we have multiple conversations a day trying to identify what rumors may exist and then how to combat them and put them out. But go ahead.
Well, this is the thing about you, Brock. I really enjoy watching interviews with you because you are always seemingly so confident, so calm, and so very much in control. So what concerns you most as you sit here battling two hurricanes and another one on deck?
Well, that's a tough question because I really think that we have a long way to go to create a true culture of preparedness within our citizenry in America. And no American, no citizen, no visitor to this country is immune to disaster. And we have a long way to go to get people to understand the hazards based on where they dwell, where they work, and how to be prepared financially, how to be prepared through insurance, how to have continuity of operations plans for their businesses so that we can avoid the suffering and strife and the loss of life. It's truly disappointing that people won't heed the warnings.
Yeah. Administrator, you know, we were talking here about what we've just witnessed because two Category 4 storms in the same year, apparently unprecedented, the size of these. How much does climate change play a role in these natural disasters?
Well, regardless of what causes the increase in disasters, I have to be prepared to handle the consequence management of it. And I think that if we look back, I mean, I was very open. I knew coming into this job that the statistics and probability of being hit by a major hurricane were against us. The last time we had been hit was 2005 by Wilma in South Florida. And I was addressing to the staff, listen, I know coming into this job we are going to be hit by major hurricanes. It was like a 1 in 2000 chance that we actually went 11 years without a major hurricane. So we have to be ready. And the problem is that we continue to build in vulnerable areas. We lack building codes. We lack, you know, we continue to, you know, be our own worst enemy in some cases.
Thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Okay. So a couple of things that was said there, and I hope that you picked up on a lot of it. One, he said that I wanted to pick out real quickly, is a moving target. No mistake, slip of words, and yes, some people make a descriptive, you know, have a descriptive way of describing things, very true, but at that level, I don't think that that's a slip of words. It's actually something, in my opinion, that is a clue as to what's going on. Number two, he said that work closely with the military. This should concern you. Should definitely concern you. Telling you all of what they are. They said that they're not first responders, right? And they're not. But here's what is critical. Is that we are not prepared for anything. That's why we are vulnerable to everything that the system puts together. They purposely don't have the appropriate building codes for things. They purposely don't have, and they allow things to transpire, because one of the ways to clean up a crime is before you commit it. You clean up a crime before you commit the crime. And the culture has not been established for preparing. He was absolutely right. So what are they saying? That makes you vulnerable to not only anything natural, but also man-made and ones that serve the agenda of those that you think are coming to help you, being the overall governments themselves. They know this. They're telling you they know this about you. They actually foster that. And the thing about it is this, is that when you're not prepared for different things, You're actually victimized by it all. And there's no excuse in any critical thinking individual's life. No one that is a critical thinker could not be thinking about being prepared. That means you're not a critical thinker. It's just the absolute truth. Then he talked about climate change, and he was absolutely right if you heard what he really said about climate change. Absolutely right what he said about climate change. Doesn't matter. They're not prepared. And this should be something that we spend too much time fostering, and we allow ourselves to be trained and to respond automatically, almost instinctively, to being subjugated and enslaved. There's an instinctive response that we now have to being subjugated. This is why you, as those that listen to Tando radio shows and preppers, that's why you're looked at as the weird one. You are the weird ones because you're a critical thinker. Everybody else is not, is normally, I won't say it, naive.
I got a couple of things.
You are weird. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Well, especially that first clip, he was absolutely right that there is no culture of preparedness. And that's why Tando Radio Show is on this station right now. It's because I identified that in the black community, there are no preppers that have visibility. There is no culture of preparation in the black community that I see. That's not to say, you know, there aren't black preppers, because there absolutely are.
Right.
But there is no culture of prepping. Okay, and so that's why Tando Radio, that's why I reached out to CC to try to help me find somebody who could do a program based in prepping. So he was absolutely correct on that. Now, one of the other things I picked up on was when you mentioned the building codes. Now, I reported on this. The Obama administration did put rules in place that when these floods and stuff happen, that you can't replace the infrastructure with the same old stuff you've been replacing it with, cheap materials, that it had to meet certain
right.
codes. Then when Trump came in, all right, he did away with it. Why would he do something like that? Because he's a developer, really. You know, he's a land developer. He's in the building industry, and they don't want what I'm saying is they will put themselves out of business, okay? If I got a bridge that's going to withstand a hurricane and it's not going to be structurally damaged, then I'm out of business. You know what I'm saying? I can't come and put another bridge in there
and rebuild it 4 and 5 and 6 times over and charge
exactly just
exorbitant
like
fees.
Just like we got a truck plant here, a Freightliner. My daughter works there. But years ago, you know, I was talking to this dude who works there, and he said, you know what, Freightliner is a great truck, but it's built to break down. And that's absolutely true. I mean, you look at how they used to make cars. You see those old cars still operational in Cuba, don't you? Because they were built.
Yeah, you sure do, Scotty.
They were built to last. Now cars are built to be replaced.
Yes, broken and replaced. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Scott, because you said so much that's so important, because that has everything to do with our overall dollar not having any purchasing power. So, listen, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, I had to grab some gas real quick, so run the commercial break just a little longer than normal. Give me a minute extra, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man, Scotty, always on cue.
And it was another point. It was one more point I wanted to make. And that
go ahead, Scotty.
That is, he's sitting up there. I mean, if you don't have the finances, you don't have the finances. Okay?
No.
If you just simply don't have them. And poverty is real in this country. And so we do tell people to just do a little bit at a time as you can, you know, and you can, you know, and but we have to realize that that is a obstacle for many people in this country, is they just don't simply have the funds when they're living paycheck to paycheck, or you have high unemployment. Yes. How is a homeless person going to prepare? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I kind of disagree with him in blaming people. Now, if you got money, if you have resources, and all you're doing is spending your resources on taking vacations and toys and things like that, and you're not preparing, getting the things you need.
Consumerism.
Yeah, then I could see, you know, criticizing them. But poor people just simply don't have it, man. You know, a lot of them don't.
Nope.
So that was the last point I wanted to make. And you do have a call on the door.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that caller, but let's build off of that one first and foremost. Now, here's the thing. People are poor because that's the way the system designed it to be. How can you prepare when the overall momentum is for you not to be prepared? It's an oxymoron. They tell you to be prepared when people are relying upon a system that keeps them unprepared. By having poverty, you ensure that people are unprepared and that they will be at your overall, under your overall subjugated will at all times. Poverty is just like a weapon of war. It is a tool. And it is a tool that's constantly being used to wage and to invoke someone's will over you. Poverty is not natural. It's created by man. He's absolutely, Scotty, absolutely right. That was one of the points I really wanted to emphasize, is that by them having FEMA, by them saying these things, you think that they have your best interest, but this is the system that's creating it. This is the geniusness of their overall subjugation, which they've learned throughout the millions of years. Case in point, they say, don't eat poison. Have poison control. We have a poison control. We're here to help you. While the same organization is pushing fluoride in your mouth every day. While the same system is pushing all of the synthetics and everything else. See that they have poison control so that they can see the overall effects of their poisons and how to control you with it. And once we realize that there is a agenda to conspire to subjugate and enslave you, everything that they say is a lie. And everything that they say and do is something that you need to be well aware of and critically thinking about. But one of the things that fluoride does is it dumbs your butt down to where you can't think. Poverty. We have got to get out of poverty, even though it's manufactured and created. How do we do that? How do we do that? There's a commitment that we all have to have to making sure that that doesn't happen. Now, I'm going to say this is how you do it. You do it by one small group and growing that group out, expanding that group. You can't do it on a massive level because the momentum and the weight of what's necessary is too big. It's just like anything else. You don't build a skyscraper from the top. You have to build it from the foundation first. You have to go down in order to build up. Very, very, very important. So there's a couple of things I wanted to also express on that, on this, what we just heard. But we got a caller in queue. I can't see the caller, so let's go to the caller. Caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace, Brother Dave. This is Ross. Peace to you, Brother Scotty, Brother Thomas, all the callers and listeners. Yeah, my brother.
Hold on, stop.
Man.
Hit the brake.
Uh-huh.
Wait. Ho. Let me tell y'all something that I learned about Roz yesterday, last night. Roz has always been my brother, but Roz displayed the overall dexterity of a warrior last night. And he knows exactly what I'm talking about. When things got a little crazy and time was pressed and there was a lot on the line, Roz spoke softly and was calculated in everything that he did. And it verified to me who this brother truly. I always thought that and always believed that about him, but now I don't think it or believe it. I know it because I seen this brother work under some stress, and it was a art that he was working. It was artful the way that he was working with the stress, and I was laughing the whole time in doing it. And it was, I'm gonna tell you, and I've seen that from some of the best trained people, and this brother has it ancestrally. And so, man, I just Roz last night, the heat in the kitchen got a little hot, and the hotter it got, the more focused he got and the quieter he got, because that is so important, because you can't think with a mind of stress. And so we had a little problem, and boom, we maintained our overall composure, and we were looking at it from a standpoint of, okay, so what? We got a very little time to figure this thing out. We're going to figure it out, and we're going to be methodical about it, and boom, wouldn't you know, we figured it out real quick. So big ups to my warrior, Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
Thank you, sir. Big up to you as well. It was great going through that with you. And you're the best, man. That's all I can say in regards to that. You are literally the best, and I appreciate you and your family as well. I wanted to piggyback off of what you were saying, because that's immediately what my mind went to. I thought that the speaker was accurate, but I think he was, this is something that Gus says, I think he was obfuscating the facts. And the reason why was basically in the vein of what you were saying. All areas of people activity, the way in this system, the way it's created, is set up for us not to ever have anything. And the worse your predicament is, the less you're able to think. And this is something that I heard on the cows a while ago, and I the moment I heard it, it resonated with me. Lack of knowledge is a mental illness. And that is what they predicate this on. When they talk about us not having a culture of preparedness, it's because at one point there was a culture of preparedness. Even if you go back to the 60s when people were on the natural stuff and they were doing the psychedelics and stuff, they were planting their own food. They were doing that sort of stuff. What did the government do? Across the country, different states started developing ordinances saying you could not grow food on your own property. There's some parts in New Jersey that you're not allowed to grow anything other than whatever plants they dictate to you on your own lawn. Like, there's stuff like that that's happening. So it's a systemic way of destroying that culture, something that was done purposefully. They had us since the 70s dealing with the whole homosexual thing. They brought that in with disco, you know, the situations we deal with in law. All of the areas of people activity, they put us at a disadvantage so that we'll never be prepared for some sort of disaster. So that, to me, like when he said we don't have a cult, we don't have it because they're giving you Kim Kardashian and the president yelling at NFL and NBA players. That's the stuff that they're making your culture.
Right.
The shows they do have on TV that deal with prepping, they make them look like fringe lunatics. So nobody's paying them any attention. And even though they might have some fluff stuff on those shows, some of that stuff is really useful information. I've watched a couple of them. I don't watch them all the time because I get what I need here and through my own due diligence. But ultimately, they make the people who give some impression of, listen, you know, we need to be prepared for these things, they make them look like fringe lunatics, so nobody pays them attention. But yet, they'll give you, you know, Kim Kardashian's pregnant through a surrogate having a new child, and they make that your focus, and empire, and power, and all the other nonsense, so that when it does hit the fan, like you say, people go from quote-unquote civil to feral in seconds. It takes nothing for you to become a sub-based beast if you are hungry. That's what ghetto life is. That's what the quote-unquote hood is. These people who do the crimes that we see them do, they're doing it to survive. The difference is the vast majority of us are not in the situation that they're in every day, so we can't contemplate it that way. But let them collapse this economy, and we'll see who would be averted to selling drugs, or who would be averted to grabbing an AK and just going to get busy to get what you have to get. This is what they're programming us for. So that's what I mean when I say he was obfuscating the fact, even though he was accurate in his assessment. And when you talked about FEMA in the military, what is the military for? The only thing the military is for is for the violent propagation of the system of white supremacy and slavery.
Yep.
So why is FEMA even connected to the military? What is that? Where does that even come into play? They shouldn't be in touch with each other at all. You know, you look at the fire department, they're a paramilitary organization. That's why they were in on, you know, the Jim Crow and hosing people down and all of that, because they're paramilitary. They're not there just to save your life. They're there to propagate the system.
I have a question for Ross.
This is all stuff that we're not taught to think about. And there was something you were saying. There was this phrase that you had said, poison control. Poison control is just controlling the dosage of your poison so that when you die, they can blame it on something else. But they've been poisoning you all along, setting you up for what you died from. That's what poison control is. They're slowly giving it to you. Rather than dumping all of it on you at once, they're just giving it to you a little at a time. Just like that wife who had a husband who she hates, and she got that $200,000 insurance policy on him, and she's giving him arsenic, but she's giving him a half a teaspoon at a time with his cereal, his oatmeal, whatever else he likes. And then when he passes away of some other thing, he doesn't have enough arsenic in his system at the time for them to blame it on arsenic. But it was the cumulative dosage of that arsenic that did him in over how many years it took for her to perfect her system of poisoning him. That's poison control. So let me mute my line. Listen to the great stuff. Let other people speak. And, you know, hopefully I'll have something else to say down the line, because I know you're going to say something
well,
to
Ross,
trigger my psyche. So thanks again.
Dave and Ross, I want to put this out there, though. What makes us different? As you was talking about, you know, how black people are subjugated and brainwashed and all this and that. And yeah, you know, obviously that's true when you're talking about programming. But what makes us different? What makes listeners of Black Talk Radio different? In my opinion, a lot of us are surrendering. We are surrendering control to these people, man. And that
right.
We are perpetually in the mindset that we can't do nothing. That we are
right.
weak. We don't have anything, and therefore it is just what it is, you know. And on the part about the military, you know, I was in the military, and I will actually say that's what the military, I would like to see the military used for, is helping out in natural disasters as opposed to engaging in unwarranted warfare all across the planet.
I agree.
Yep. No standing army is necessary. But go ahead, Raj.
Oh, I just wanted to answer his question. I agree with you emphatically. I think this is something that I heard from many different indigenous people, whether they were from the continent or here, that once the white man conquered them with their military might, originally they were in the mindset that these people's magic, which was really their science and their spirituality must be more powerful than ours. So let's give up what we have and start following them, since they were able to beat us. And to me, like you said, we've been beaten down for so long, so successfully, that we've just given into the belief that the only way to do things is their way. The people who listen to Black Talk Radio Network, in my opinion, are people who have ancestral memory. Somehow they were defiant against the system. It might have started with one incident in their life. It might have been accumulation of incidences that made them say, you know what, I can't be dealing with this no more. And somehow they triggered that ancestral memory. And there's a great friend of mine from Ghana who said to me, there's things that happen to us that we think are just gifts that we get, that the Creator just bestows these gifts on us, and they're not necessarily what we think they are. Sometimes these things are things that our ancestors did, sometimes thousands of years ago, and that one thing that they did carries over in the DNA until you inherit it. He even told me there's rituals that can be done by a group of people, and it could be done 1,000 years ago, but the ritual is so powerful that it is literally embedded in the DNA of their descendants, so that those descendants show gifts that are an inherent direct result of that one ritual that was done however many years before that they're not even aware of was done. And this is stuff I could speak to because that's what I've gone through my whole life. There's certain abilities I have, certain ways that I think and see things, and it's not me. I know it's not just me inherently, but when he broke it down to me from that indigenous spiritual perspective, it made sense, because these were abilities that I had before I went through any initiation of any sort. And people who had been initiates and who do readings were able to tell me these things about myself that only me and the Creator knew about. And they were able to explain it to me in a way that coincided with what he said. So to me, these people who listen to Black Talk Radio Network, who are defiant against the system, some of them, most of them are sitting behind bars in slavery, these are the people who are ancestrally defiant. Those are the spirits of those warriors who still live through their descendants. It comes out in these ways that sometimes get us put in jail, sometimes get us killed, sometimes brings us to places like Black Talk Radio Network to basically work cooperatively with other like-minded ancestors that have come to this earth to facilitate the same change that we came here to facilitate. We're all on a similar mission. So that's why we're here, and that's what I would say about that. I'll mute my line. Thank you.
Well said. You know, earlier today, Rise and I talked, and he talked exactly about that, not knowing what the show was going to be about, not even knowing. And I would just add that some of us listen to Black Talk Radio Network because we've always been Black Talk Radio Network. We've always been preppers. There's something about our spiritualness that superseded our physicalness, so that the deceptive magic tricks of man did not infest our spirit to where we were willing to compromise our spiritual morality for someone else's agenda. You hear me say it all the time. Many of us don't want to be a slave, but we darn sure want to have one. Nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. That's because that's what this system perpetuates. And so it perpetuates its overall agenda from inclusion. And we include our own selves into the demise. We punish our own self. There's a self-mutilation that we participate in within this system. And what we say is that eating is more important. But there's different forms of eating. There's the temporal eating of your body, the nourishment that your body needs. But that is so short that it won't last for long. Your spiritual appetite is eternal. And those that still resonate with that find the truth is what they need to eat off of. Now, I'm not saying that we always correct about this or that, but what it is that's important is that we don't buy the lies. Now, we all fall for this or that. I was in the military. I was growing because I was what? As a young child, one of the things that we do to put our children in a disadvantage or to handicap them is that we carry them everywhere. We do everything for them. We don't
show them how to do things so we don't instinctively develop a self reliance, a self determination and sovereignty. What do? We handcuff our children to always be taken care of. And that's what the system wants to do. It wants to take care of you for their benefit. At some point and at some time, some of us were born with it. Some of us decided it at different times or different moments in our historical journey. But either way, we're here because there's a resonating energy that we identify with. And it's by no mistake, and there's so much more that we need to do. But I know one thing. I'm never going to fall for that trick. You got to do everything within an hour. No. There's a calm, methodical way, a calm, methodical, asymmetrical way that you build. And the more that you focus on the foundation, the stronger the actual building that will depend upon that foundation, the more assurances that it will be able to withstand the winds of time. So we're here because a brother said it's important for us to create it. So there's someone that said, Brother Dave, I want to go to that individual. Go ahead, brother. Who is this? State your name and let us know where you're calling from and what is your comment or question.
Oh, my bad. It's me. It's Ross. I just wanted to. You just said something that really resonated with me when you were talking about being taken care of. And the one thing to remember is that this system, because it's predicated, and I love that Scotty speaks about this so consistently. I love him for that. This system is built on slavery. The only people that get taken care of in this system are slaves. Our ancestors were taken care of. They were given the basic survival, just basic stuff, and they had to fend for themselves using their indigenous knowledge to supplement what masters thought was taking care of them. So if you leave it to the system to take care of you, understand that it's a vampiric, symbiotic, parasitic relationship. Only if they can drain you dry, they will take care of you. The only people you can consider in any way, people that have taken care of you, are people who help give you the autonomy to try and survive for yourself, that sovereignty. In other words, you teach the person how to fish for themselves. You don't have them depend on you every other day coming back, I need some more fish. No, here's a line, here's a hook, here's a slinker, let's go, let me show you how it's done. And this system doesn't do that. The system is trying to bleed you, so it's going to only take care of you because it has you in some form of slavery. Sometimes it's literal, we think of it as the prison industrial complex, is other times is just being attached to the nipple of the system in any form or fashion. Thank you. I'll mute my line.
Yep. So true. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring out, and if you like have a question or comment, give us a call, 866-510-9025. I want you to be aware of this. Now, sometimes I will give different prepping tips and things of that nature. But one of the things that I also know is that giving you information that will motivate you to action is more important than telling you exactly what you need to know. Because what you really know is significant and is as uniquely important to you as your overall individual identity, unique identity. Some person needs this, some person needs that. You need to work. I need to work on our, when it comes to upholding our sovereignty and self-determination, you can proclaim it and not live it. You can not proclaim it and be all about it by just doing it. Which one is greater? The one that achieves it. And those overall accomplishments are as uniquely calculated and pointed as your overall DNA. Every person is different, but you have to work at it. This is why it's important for you to be motivated to motivate it to action. Instead of sometimes we do things for entertainment because the system has taught us to always be in the great comfort of fear. And that great comfort of fear means that you are paralyzed. We always got an excuse for why we haven't done. Why this? Why that? Why? Because Master hasn't taken care of me. That's because we never want to be a slave, but we want to have one. So, I want to pick out this very important point. FEMA is spending about $200 million a day, even before dealing with Hurricane Maria. $200 million a day. What does that tell you? Is that they are perpetually ensuring that they will be in existence because they're going to create different disasters and different situations that will continue to put the people in a humanitarian crisis. Most of us don't know by us having a job that means that we're in a humanitarian crisis. Most of us don't know by us having the overall, all the cash that we want to buy, all the goods that we want. We don't even realize that we've just been hit with a hurricane and a tornado. And that tornado is death, and that debt, and that overall hurricane is not knowing the difference between value and price, consumerism and prosperity, foolishness and wisdom. Because I'm going to tell you, the humanitarian crisis just don't come by storms. They come by riches. The strongest ties to it is by riches. Think of how difficult it is to get someone to move from their cash to prepare for what's coming by going back to what the great creator has given to us as real money.
Yeah, speak, brother.
Can't even do it. Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend. Yes, good to hear from you. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Great show, my brother, as usual. But I want to bring some things to people's attention. First of all, the great guy addiction to a Western system that has designed us to be the program that's running. Let me repeat that. We must break our addiction to a Western system that has designed us to be the program that's running. You see, we've given up all of our sovereignty, and now we are beginning to wake up. Now, waking up doesn't mean that we're going to tap into something new. All it means is that we're going to pick up the pick, the shovel, and the seed, and go back to where we come. You see, their greatest fear is that we will find that reliance on ourselves means that we can trust what we do, because we can no longer,
right,
under any circumstance, trust what they do. So as more and more begin to wake up, and they will, a lot of times people talk about what black people can't do. Well, the reason why they can't do it is because they're like crabs in a barrel. Barrels are unnatural places for a crab. And we happen to be in an unnatural place for us. Now, we can change this place to be more befitting the type of environment that we're comfortable with. But as long as we feel as though we actually go to them, we celebrate our addiction to them. But when we don't go to them, what they're going to notice is the numbers of people not showing up. Not the numbers of people showing up. You know why? Because then they begin to realize not everybody thinks the way they want them to think. So as you start running around, and you're going to see more and more people who are waking up and they're starting to be more self-sufficient. They're starting to realize I could do this myself. They're starting to realize, you know what, there is a way I can maintain a quality of order without tapping into the services of the city that have all kind of drugs in them. They're going to start realizing, you know what, I got enough knowledge here that I could literally have a program where people can come and learn how to do this themselves, and for a stipend of what they do, we could literally work outside this system that's designed to destroy it. So when you hear people talking about their waking up, a lot of people talk. Look at what they're doing. And if they're doing something that you think you can do, that's what you speak of. Because guess what? Until we begin to incorporate the fact that we want to do for ourselves, we're going to be stuck in a system. But when we start doing for ourselves, we leave the system. I just wanted to add that, brother. Excellent show indeed.
So true. Well said, Brother Davis, is that we have to pack up and leave the system. Regardless, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes the overall adverse events are can be a measure of fortune that is gained. You realize that you need to depend on yourself. And this is very important for us to establish. Every person here should be establishing their own first responders groups to everything where you live, from your friends, your family members. And I don't know how many events we're going to have to see for us to see that, and what events that we're going to have to see in the continuum for us to really, really dedicate the appropriate energy to that. Now, those things that are definitely could happen, there could be some prolonged things that we're going to start seeing. But some of those things that are going to be prolonged, there's also going to be a trick that comes along with it. And one of the greatest tricks that the system loves to do is to bring in pain and then invoke emotions to it to get you to feel a certain way and to respond emotionally instead of responding based off of principles. We don't make very many principled decisions. We make so many emotional decisions. And I'm going to let you fill in the blanks on those. We do it, you do it, I do it. And we have to break ourselves of that. Because once we do, then we can be able to engage in a more sovereign, self-determining way. We become more sovereign.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Dave. I wanted to add one more thing that I forgot. It's a very, yes, very vital to this conversation. When we return this process and we start...
Hold on, Brother Davis. Hold on. Hold on, Brother Davis. One second. Scotty's playing the music. I'm going to come right back to you after the commercial break.
Let him go ahead.
You're listening to Tando Radio Show by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hey, Dave, let him go ahead and finish his point. And I got some breaking news to share once he finished.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
When we start this process, make no mistake, all we're doing is returning to nature. Nature regenerates itself. Just like when we plant seed in the ground, we get more than we need for ourselves, but that is the purpose of nature. So as we start this process, we're going to go through the regenerating of getting more than we need. These become the tools for us to be able to reach out to others. I wanted to point that out because nature always regenerates itself when you apply yourself to nature. This is who we are as a people, not who we become since we've been here, because they don't think we have a history prior to this so-called slave trade. But we are returning to who we were. Mm-hmm. Let me just say it like that. Thank you.
You know what? The truth doesn't need you. You need the truth. And that was some of the truth that Brother Davis has been reintroducing or reengaging all of us in since we've been on air, and really even before we ever even had a show on air, and even before Scotty had Black Talk Radio Network, this was already predestined and is right where it's supposed to be. Well said, so true. We are returning to who we are because we are, and this is what the system tries to do, bring in as much syntheticness as it possibly can get in our naturalness so that we won't be as natural as we could be or as we should be, so that we won't regenerate our overall prosperity and get back to the prosperity that's been lost. So listen, get ready to go to a commercial break.
Hold up, Dave.
But I don't know. I think Scotty said he wanted to add something. Then we'll go to a commercial. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Sonic is reporting a breach that has exposed millions of customers' data. If you have used a credit card at Sonic Restaurant, you might want to check your credit card activity, because unusual activity has been on credit cards that were used at Sonic.
That's important. And you know what? Wow. It's, you're seeing how all of this is ramping up, and how this is by no mistake, ladies and gentlemen. The flaws of the system are intentional. This is why they call them back doors. And there's also trap doors. This whole thing is built on trap doors. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Dave, you there? Okay. Oh, looks like we lost Dave. Let me see. Let me check. Can't see the entire board right now. Yeah, I don't see Dave on the board. Thomas, did you have something else that you wanted to add? I saw you unmuted yourself.
Well, first I wanted to say to Brother Davis, man, I've been looking up digital agriculture, and I don't know if you spoke about that on the show yesterday, but that has everything to tie in with the GMO. So I would just say look into that. Bayer, who owns Monsanto, they're major players. I mean, they got billions invested into this digital agriculture. And everyone else was on point. I just wanted to say, because when I hit the star, I was back in the hurricane discussion. I just wanted to point out that the way that they handled Puerto Rico, this is just their track record, and it just should be a message to all of us that, you know, they're not coming for another week with supplies. This happened about a week and a half ago.
Yes.
This is just terrible. And this should be a call right. For everyone that we need to prepare for ourselves. And I'll meet my line. Thank you, Scotty.
Dave, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that. I leaned over and cut the darn phone off. Yeah, I heard Thomas. Well said, Thomas. Absolutely. So true. We have to become... One of the things about being sovereign and independent is that you build structures that are sound, not just your overall building, but your relationships are built in soundly, and everything that you do, and it becomes your habits. And so it was why it's very important that we be careful about what we think about, because what we think about we'll say. We have to be cognizant of what we say, because when we're cognizant of what we say, we know it's going to turn into what we do. And we're aware of what we do. We know that because it's going to play into our overall habits. And our habits are so important because that ties into our eternity. So it's really, there's so much that we need to do, but focus we need to really have is on our individual selves, and then collectively working with individuals, sharing our talents with everyone. You know, the ecosystem bases itself off collaboration. The earth provides the nutrients for the trees.
it provides the stability for the trees. And what does the tree do for the earth or for the ground? It drops its seeds there. And then it also allows for when the floods come, for the overall ground to stay in place so it can be remineralized, the rehab, for it to be rehabbed. Oh, it's so much that we walked away from naturally that we do now artificially, and this is why we have the disgruntled diseases, mental response to things that we have now. But real quick, what I want to do, there was a question that a sister sent me in by way of email, and I happened to see it, and she said, can you talk about the immunizations? I don't believe they are to prevent disease. Very, very, very true. I agree with you. And they are, and if they are, how can I be sure that the immunization that they give is the same that they give the wealthy community? And I would tell you this. For every disease that man has created, the great creator has an herb to cure it. The ecosystem never shoots you. It actually nourishes you with what it is that you need. It's a big difference. A needle is an intrusion by an intruder. It punctures to saturate and to inject itself. There is no immunization that is, in my opinion, that is naturally healthy for you. And believe me, the same immunization that they give in the wealthy communities is no different than the ones that they give in the poor communities. Here's why. Because if you read the Civil Rights Act, you'll see what is written. And it's written saying that all people will be subject to the same pains and punishments, of those as white people. This system doesn't care about the falsehoods that they have us to live by. What this system cares about is being able to balance the fragileness of hate. Because in that fragileness of hate, when they're able to balance that and use it to their overall benefit, their objectives are always reached by the different methods. So, believe me, the immunization that they give in the different communities, there's a different drug for different experiences that people have, different body structures, different structures, different integrities, but all of their needles are the same. Not every single person that we've known, we haven't known one person to make the great transformation by natural causes. They were all summarily murdered. So where does that put us? It puts us here. It puts you in this position. Once you realize that it's a sham, what you can do is start to remove yourself from that and to remove yourself from the adverse effects of that and start to build. And let me tell you, when you start to do that, then you'll find another Brother Davis, you'll find another Raj, you'll find another Scotty that all of a sudden comes out of nowhere, and you've already known them like you've known them for the rest of your life. Brother Bragg says it all the time. I don't know where this stuff comes from, because he projects that. He resonates that. He magnifies that. He transmits that. And that signal goes across, and all of a sudden, there's a natural moving. You know, when the birds make their migration, and when different animals make their migrations, it's based off the instinctive azimuth that their ancestors, that they've used for sustainability through their existence, not their only their individual existence, but their ancestral existence. And the only thing that messes them up is when man puts chemicals in the air and it disturbs their azimuth, their true azimuth and direction. So,
Brother Dave?
The system. Yes.
I'm sorry for interjecting. No. What you were saying is really powerful, and you made me come to a brief section of a text I have here that speaks to everything you just said. And it just lays it out really profoundly, especially with what's happening with the war that's ratcheting up. I think it'll be, it's not long at all, but I think it'll be good for the listeners to hear it.
For sure,
you mind
definitely.
If I read it?
Okay. Go ahead, Rise, of course not.
The book is called White Racism, A Psychohistory by Joel Koval, and this is in the preface. It says, in any case, a life spent serving Uncle Sam's imperial interests is no way to live, except in the atavistic fantasies of Ronald Reagan. And, alas, the culture industry. Military life is as degrading and dehumanizing to those who pursue it as it is murderous to its victims. Therefore, the extent of black integration into the military is only that of their dehumanization. It is the triumph of the meta-racist degradation. As people become dehumanized, the state becomes more powerful and warlike. Meta-racism signifies triumph of technical reasoning in the racial sphere. The same technocracy applies to militarization in general, where it has led to the inexorable drive towards thermonuclear weaponry and the transformation of the state into the nuclear state. There is an indubitable, although largely obscure, link between the inner dynamic of society, including its racism, and the external projection of social violence. Both involve actions taken toward an other, a term we may define as the negation of the socially affirmed self. Communist, black, Jew, all have been other to the West, to the white West. The Jew has for a while at least stepped outside of that role thanks to the integration of Israel within the nations of the West, leaving the black and the communist to suffer the respective technocratic violences of meta-racism and thermonuclear deterrence. Since the initial writing of White Racism, these closely linked phenomena have grown enormously. Of course, there is a major cataclysmic difference between the types of technocratic domination. Meta-racism can be played out quite a while longer. Indeed, since it is a racism that proceeds on the basis of anti-racism, it appears capable of a vastly greater degree of integration than either dominative or aversive racism, at least under the firmly entrenched conditions of late capitalist society. Thermonuclear deterrence, on the other hand, has already decayed into the apocalyptic logic of first strike capability or counterforce means of pursuing nuclear war, which threatens to put an end to history itself. Thus, the nuclear crisis is now the leading item on the global agenda. If it is not resolved, civilization will be exterminated. While if it is resolved, the terms of society and the state will undoubtedly be greatly altered. This will, of course, profoundly affect the racial situation. At the same time, the disposition of racism will play a key role in the outcome of the nuclear crisis. For one thing, the effectiveness of an anti-nuclear movement will depend heavily on its ability to involve people of all races, in contrast to its present makeup, which is almost entirely white and middle class. To achieve such mobilization and carry it through, however, the movement will have to be able to make the linkages between militarization and racial oppression very clearly and forcefully. For if the third and last world war becomes thermonuclear, it will most likely be in a place defined by racial opposition. And that's what we're seeing now. The other is North Korea. And like I said, Neely Fuller made it crystal clear. If you're not white, you're just a varying shade of black in this system. So that is the black that they're looking at right now, is North Korea. If Africa was to do the same, the alarm bells would be even higher because they're darker. I'll mute my line. Thank you so much.
For sure, for sure. Listen, everyone, and remember, one of the things that FEMA said is that they know that America isn't prepared. Because they know that the overall objective has been for America not, so they're going to exploit that. They know that you're not prepared. So they're telling you that they're going to exploit that. Very, very important for you to be prepared. And not just prepared for one thing, but prepared for everything. And we have a saying here, is never scared, always prepared. And then you will find yourself in a position that you can leverage opportunity from disaster or dysfunction, you will find that appropriate path. So listen, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And Brother Braggs, if you would, if you had something you wanted to add, definitely add it. If not, go ahead and chime us out. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.